This summer, Dolly Parton's sort of coming to Ireland. In fact, hundreds, maybe thousands, will be descending on Listowel in County Kerry for Dolly Day. Tell us more. We're joined by Mags Horgan, the Vice Chair of the Dolly Day Organising Committee. Hello, Mags.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
How are you celebrating your birthday? Dressing up as Dolly Parton and going
dressing
to karaoke?
Dressing as Dolly, eating, sleeping and drinking Dolly at the moment, Ray.
Tell us about Dolly Day. It's on the back of something that happened 11 years ago, really, is it?
Yeah. So we organised Nun Day 11 years ago and it was a huge success in Listowel, so much so that people kept on saying to us, please do something like this again. So we decided we would do it again and try and set a Guinness World Book of Records. And so we decided to do it with Dolly. It's never been done.
Right.
We need 250 people to do it and we are going to do it.
Okay. Now, I know in dealing with the Guinness Book of World Records that they're very pernickety.
Yes.
The devil's in the detail and the need to know that everything's done according to. So what is the definition of a dolly?
So, a dolly needs to be instantly recognisable as Dolly.
As Dolly Parton, right.
That comes straight from Guinness.
Right. So go on, describe it then.
So we've on our Dolly Day Facebook and our social media, Instagram, right, all of them, we have suggested outfits that Dolly has been photographed publicly in.
Right.
So that is one of the conditions. Mm. She has to have been photographed publicly.
Okay.
So those outfits are on our Instagram page and they're the suggested ones because, you know, it's going to be maybe a little bit more challenging for the males,
yes,
to dress up as Dolly. But some of the outfits are very doable, Ray.
Okay. So where is the challenge for the men? Do you think?
Well, the heels.
Oh, the heels, right.
Yeah.
Just the heels. It's just the heels then. Okay.
Well, right. Yeah, they'll have to improvise on everything else.
They will. There'll be a lot of improvisation there, won't there? Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah. I suppose what's really important to get out is for people that are creative and want to really splash out on the day and be colourful,
yeah,
and really present her. Once they have a picture of how they are dressed, a picture of Dolly. So they're imitating Dolly.
And so they need to bring that picture with them to prove.
It's proof.
Aha, I see.
So that's really important.
Right, okay. Brilliant,
yeah.
Right. Now, Nun Day, how many nuns did you get out on the day?
1,436.
Right, and you want to get more than 250 because there's no record, so you're creating a record, is that it?
Yes, we are, but we want to smash it.
Yes, so how many have you got so far?
I think there's 700 wigs sold already and we had another 1,000 come last week.
And that's where you make the money because you sell the wigs.
Yes. And so the registration is in, you know, you pay €30 to register and you get your wig. Then it's up to the participant to dress accordingly.
Yeah. So you get all these people dressed up as Dolly, and they'll all be there. Frank Sheehy Park.
Frank Sheehy
in Listowel,
Park. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you get them all there Saturday, June 24th, what happens then?
Well, you know, the town is going to be awash. If Nun Day is anything to go by, the town will be awash with dollies from about 1 o'clock on.
No, it'll be. I'd say it'll be from about nine.
Very good.
Sorry, that's really poor.
That.
That's really poor, yeah. I was just looking for an opportunity to play a bit of Dolly Parton music.
I don't know. You know, people will come when they're ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's going to be a party atmosphere in town. That's what we want to create. Music.
Yeah.
The bars have come on board. They all have music. We have line dancers, buskers.
Great.
Obviously, at the pitch itself,
Blaring out Dolly music.
Dolly music played by Derek Dalton, who's offering his services for free.
The money goes to the Kerry Hospice Foundation and Comfort for Chemo. Kerry,
yes.
Are you dressing up yourself?
Well, the committee are going to dress differently because we need to stand out so that if people have questions, we are identifiable. So we've actually decided to dress up as nuns, as a nod to Nun Day as well.
Right. So there's going to be a number of nuns and hundreds of dollies.
about 15 nuns.
Right.
And
I can see the picture now. Great.
Please God, yeah. 1,500 dollies in great form and rocking it out.
That's brilliant. Do you have a favourite Dolly Parton song?
I do. It's a kind of a slow one. I Will Always Love You. I love it. But like, obviously, Jolene, you have to dance when you hear Jolene.
Well, look here. Just for you, because it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Mags. I know we've only met. This sounds like it's going to be great crack. So it's June 24th.
Yeah.
Fangshi Park for two brilliant causes. And how do people register?
They register on Eventbrite, or we also have a pop-up shop in town on Church Street. So that's open every Saturday from here on in. And I suppose something that's really, really good for us as a committee is that Dolly is endorsing the day, which
is
amazing.
Yes, there's a connection.
Amazing.
Go on, quick.
So a cousin of a cousin of a cousin right. happens to be a first cousin of Eugene Nocton, who is the president of Dollywood.
Of course he is, yeah.
And Billy Kane, the infamous man, wrote a letter inviting Dolly to come and join us. And the cousin presented it to Eugene. Eugene presented it to Dolly. Dolly's so busy with her rock album, she can't come, but she's sending Eugene Nocton. So he's flying in on the Friday and he'll be with us for the 2 days.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
And they've also offered a prize of a 2-night stay on her tour bus in Dollywood. And we're going to auction that. Actually, Shepherd's Auctioneers are doing that as well for free on the 27th
Brilliant.
Of June.
Mags, go off and celebrate your birthday. Lovely
Thank
talking
you, Ray.
To you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
See you,
Thanks
Mags.
A million.
Bye now.
Cheers,
bye, bye, bye. And wrap my heart round your little. That's about it from us. We're live from Limerick tomorrow, Mongrel GAA, in the company of Limerick's Women's Shed. Before we go, you think Dolly Day is going to draw a crowd? We're having an ice cream toppings festival and we're expecting hundreds and thousands. I do apologise. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow, as I say, at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.